Today's episode of Distorted View Daily is brought to you by AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, get 50% off just about any item when you use coupon code FREAK at checkout. You'll also receive 3 full-length movies on DVD, the amazing Power O Vibrating Ring, and free shipping on your entire order. Just go to AdamandEve.com, pick out something you like, add it to your cart, and use coupon code FREAK at checkout. That's FREAK at AdamandEve.com.
It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Dwarf Sex.
Bet you're glad you came in.
Absolutely.
Yes. Come on.
Hey freaks, it's Tuesday, October 11th, 2016. Coming up on the program today, Hillary is a stink demon from hell, plus Trump supporters are turning on, Pastor Manning. Man carrots send me to wet heaven. And does grunting help you poop? All coming up today on DV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
My doctor wants to dilate my asshole to the size of a fucking coconut.
Yes, Tim Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Before we get into Sextastic Tuesday, just a couple clips to share with you. First up, again, I got to talk about this election because it is insane. Every day something new and bizarre happens. And one of the strangest things I've noticed is this shift from, like, hardcore Trump supporters kind of softening up to Hillary. And I'm not talking about normal people. I'm talking about, like, the Glenn Becks of the world. Glenn Beck sort of is softening up to Hillary. One that I wasn't prepared for, though, is Pastor James David Manning of the Manning Report in the Otla Church.
Obama!
Yeah, that's him.
Obama is a Mac Daddy.
Oh, boy.
He pimps white women and black women. Obama is a long-legged Mac Daddy.
It's, you know,
this long-legged freak called Obama.
Some of Pastor Manning's greatest hits.
Obama
here.
Pimps white women and black women. Obama's mama was trash. Obama's mama got pregnant with him out of wedlock. That's right.
So Pastor Manning was also a birther. He believed that President Obama was born in Kenya.
Michelle Obama looks like King Kong's baby sister. That woman's not beautiful. I mean, she, first of all, her upper lip looks like she's smelling her upper lip, and then the bottom one looks like she's got a dip of snuff in it. That's about the ugliest woman.
Also not a fan of Michelle, apparently.
Let me tell you something about niggas.
Whoa there, Tiger. What? Oh my God. Yeah, he was not a fan of Obama, and at the start of this election season, he was very pro-Trump. Something has changed, though, and I think it must have started when Trump came out and said, all right, President Obama was born here in the United States. I mean, you know, Trump took credit for President Obama producing his birth certificate. But Pastor Manning isn't satisfied with that, never has been, never will, and now he's upset with Trump.
But I've been greatly abused now by the Trump people, the Trump supporters. I've been beaten up and called names and walked on and spat on.
Because you're black. We all know Trump supporters don't like blacks.
By people who want me to endorse a man who supports sodomy, which the word of God is against.
He also thinks that Trump might be a cocaine addict.
Well, this looks like a health problem with Donald Trump. Sniffling, like, that's not natural.
Yeah.
Mr. Trump supporter that hates Preacher Manning.
He sounds so pathetic and dejected. Mr. Trump supporter who hates me now. Why do you hate Pastor Manning?
And you say, well, you ain't got no business talking about him sniffing. Well, I talked about Hillary falling down. Well, she ain't. But this man's got to help God didn't make us to sniff like that. Nobody sniffs like that. That's healthy. Something's wrong with the man. Either it's a drug or he needs a drug.
All right. Anything else you have to say, Pastor Manning?
I beg you, don't do this thing. Don't do this thing. Don't give America over to the Negro.
Finally, something we can all agree on. For the record, I'm not even sure that Pastor Manning has pulled his support for Donald Trump. He's just asking questions. I kind of want to know why Donald Trump's sniffling so much, too. You know, after the first debate, I was like, oh, he probably just has a cold, doesn't want to bring it up because he, you know, was attacking Hillary for her pneumonia, so he wanted to keep the cold, you know, on the QT. But, you know, the second debate was, you know, a week later, 10 days later, something like that. He should have been over his cold. What's going on? What is Donald Trump trying to hide? Donald Trump does have one rock-solid supporter. After everything that has happened, Alex Jones is sticking with Donald Trump, and actually, he's got information about Hillary that may shock you. It's probably not true, but it's going to shock you. She's probably demon-possessed. That's the new revelation from Alex Jones. I have a clip from his radio show right here.
I'm never a lesser of two evils person, but with Hillary, there's not even the same universe. I mean, she is an abject, psychopathic demon from hell that as soon as she gets into power is going to try to destroy the planet. I'm sure
that's
of
a
that.
Fact.
And people around her say,
I've got the papers.
She's so dark now and so evil and so possessed that they are having nightmares. They're freaking out. Folks, let me just tell you something. If the media wants to go with this, that's fine. There are dozens of videos and photos of Obama having flies land on him indoors at all times of year, and he'll be next to 100 people and no one has flies on him. Hillary reportedly, I mean, I was told people around her that they think she's demon-possessed, okay? I'm just going to go ahead and say it, okay?
People are saying that Hillary is demon-possessed, and that's good enough for Alex Jones to broadcast it as news on his radio program. Don't you think saying stuff like this ruins any credibility that Alex Jones... Like, if you're an Alex Jones listener and you sort of believe some of the stuff he says, he's got the papers, after all, but then he comes out and he's like, I've been hearing... Hillary Clinton is possessed. She's pure evil. I think he said at one point he says that she smells like sulfur.
They said they're scared. That's why when I see her when kids are by her, I actually get scared myself for the child. I mean, you that big rubber face and that. I mean, this woman is dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. That's, I'm telling you.
Like she's going to eat a child on camera.
She is a demon. This is biblical. She's going to launch a nuclear war.
Thankfully, Alex Jones then kind of turns off the rhetoric for a second and addresses Democrats. I think he tries to extend an olive branch here.
I'm going to tell the Democrats something, and all the trendies, all the rest of you, you've lived on the guts of your ancestors. You've lived off what was built before. You don't appreciate anything. You're pseudo-intellectuals. I think you know everything. I've been around you. You are despicably sad and pathetic people.
This is him reaching out, by the way. This is as genial as he gets.
I'm going to consider and kiss your ass. If you want to redeem yourself, then admit Donald Trump's right. Admit he's a lion with a bunch of jackals attacking him and hyenas. Stand up for what's right. Admit the entire power structure you claim you're not part of is against him. And then ask yourself why you want to be part of this delusion club.
I think he changed a lot of minds today. Anything else, Alex Jones?
Yeah, but Hillary's into like creepy, weird, sick stuff, man. Just disgusting with flies all over, a big fat stinking dick. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink, 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 stink. You can't wash that evil off, man.
Meanwhile, Trump's hair smells like strawberry cream.
I'm told there's a rotten smell around Hillary. I'm not kidding. People say, they say, folks, I've been told this by high up folks. They say, listen, Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur. I never said this because the media go crazy with it, but I've talked to people that are in protective details. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're scared of her. And they say, listen, she's a freaking demon and she stinks and so does Obama. And I go, like what? Sulfur. They smell like hell.
It's a beautiful, 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 beautiful day.
Hi. How you doing? I want to get to know you. You're really handsome, smart, good-looking guy. I mean, do you have a husband? You don't need gaydar, as they call it, to be able to tell. Do you want to go all the way, or? And I want to have sex with you. You're going to have a big bleeping up your bleeping. You want to be looted? You want to be raped? Get ready. I mean, just the raping is going to be good. I mean, it's going to be severe. I mean, big rot holes with pus squirting out, black rot all over you. I mean, it's party time, baby.
All right, a little bit of Alex. Oh, that's an Alex Jones mix from our good friend Corey. Thank you very much, Corey. Hey, Alex Jones, I don't know if Alex Jones was like doing an internet-only version of his show for a while, but someone called in. And Alex Jones recognized who it was. Apparently, this person has been fucking with him. And Alex Jones literally told him to fuck off. He also, I wanted to start a fight with him.
Oh, you're that stupid twit.
Yep, I'm the twit.
You look like such a weak little punk, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Alex.
Hey, take care, weakling.
Thank you.
Why don't you come up to New York next time I'm up there? I'll be up there this year.
I'll see you.
I'll be there. You hear me? I'm going to be there.
I'll be there the third time this year.
Good. You come up and talk to me.
All right. We'll have a little discussion.
Good, punk.
All right.
You little cowardly piece of crap. Hey, coward. I'm going to be in New York. You hear me, punk?
Hey, Alex. Alex, it's all right, man. You can calm down, dude.
No, fuck you. Fuck you.
No, it's
this
okay,
is the
Alex.
Real radio show, punk. You just go ahead and come up there, you little cowardly soft twit. I dare you to come up to me in New York, you little punk. You little weak punk. You're a coward, and you're not going to be there, you little punk. Let him go.
I will.
Okay, punk, I'll see you there.
Well, that's today's lesson. Never tell Alex Jones to calm down. All right, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a dumb bit where I try to find poorly written, weird, or disgusting pieces of internet erotica. These are real sex stories aimed at getting you off, but somehow they miss the mark in a big, big way. It's been a while since we've read some Twilight fan fiction, so I think we should rectify that situation right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
And you all remember Twilight, right? It's the teen book series about vampires with Edward and Bella and Jacob the Wolf. This piece of fan fiction was obviously written by a teenage girl, and you'll find out why in just a few seconds. Hi, my name is Atlantiana Rebecca Lauren, but everyone calls me Tia. I'm a 16-year-old girl, and I live in Forks, Washington. My hair is long and pale, like spun gold, and skims to my waist like a pale, shimmering amber mist. My eyes are deep, minnow blue. I don't know what word or multiple words she's combined there. In my delicate features, probably features, but there's no N in features, I'm pretty sure. All right. My delicate features are lily white and pure as the winter snow in moonlight. I've been told by loads of sleazy, ugly guys that I'm really pretty. Oh, what a feather in your cap, right? And look like a model or a bunny girl. Some of the guys who like me are really old and try to make opt with me. It's disgusting and weird. But basically, a lot of the girls I meet tell a different story. They say I'm too ivory. I'm too ethereal and too skinny, and that I look anorexic, which I don't really care about, but I think it's seriously disrespectful to people with real eating disorders. By the way, I'm totally so not anorexic. I eat loads, and I never gain weight, and I'm not thin enough to be anorexic anyways. I think they're just being biatches, especially this one ratty brain called Ellie Mayfair, who I hope freaking dies in pain with shit on her face. Sorry, I'm not really such a batch. But she is so horrible, if you met her, you'd think the same. Anyway, I'm quite tall and slim, and butt with really big boobs that I used to hate because they look noticeable on my slender body and draw too much attention, but now I like them, and I don't really care who stares at me. I have a lip ring and recently put black indigo and magenta streaks in my long, pale blonde hair. I smell like mint and cinnamon. Ew, how do you get that scent? That's so weird. First of all, mint and cinnamon I don't think go together. All right, whatever. I wear mostly black and hot pink, deep purple and neon blue, and I listen to cool music. It's my first day of school in Forks, as I just moved here to live with my new foster parents, Dave and Marie. They're nice and all, very whole. two separate words, whole, H-O-L-E, and then some, S-O-M-E. Very whole, some, sweet people. But it's not like having a real family. I've been hurt too many times to let people close to me, and I don't talk to them very much. My real mom died when I was born, and I never knew my real dad. One more introductory paragraph, and then I'll try to fast forward to the sex. My ears are pierced 4 times, and I have a tattoo of a scorpion on my ankle and a gothic cross on my shoulder. On my hand, I have this weird birthmark in the shape of a 7-pointed star, which, that I've had all my life. You're probably wondering. I think it's supposed to be wondering, but she did spell it wander. You're probably wondering why I'm bothering to tell you this. Well, I'll tell you now, I'm no ordinary 18-year-old girl. I have a secret, a dark and forbidden secret, which I'm only just beginning to understand. When I sleep, I hear whispers in another language. You're schizophrenic. It happens. And even though I understand them at the time, when I wake up, I can't remember it. I also see weird faces in my dreams that fade to nothingness when I open my eyes. And I swear, out the corner of my eye, my birthmark glows shocking bright gold and gets relay hot sometimes. Here is the first time I think she witnesses Edward. It was after lunch. I walked over to the exit. I couldn't help but notice the hot, pale guy's musky eyes as they met mine. I looked away hurriedly. I smocked dope. What? I smocked dope in the locker room for a bit. Then I wandered to my next class. It's so weird. When she tries to spell wander, it comes out wonder. But when she tries to spell wonder, it comes out wander. All right, I wandered to my next class. I bumped into someone in the corridor, and my books fell everywhere. Frick, frick, frick. What the fuck? I screamed loudly. Watch where you're freaking going, you asshole. I have a bit of an anger problem. I'm so sorry, he said in a voice like wet heaven. Wet heaven? Please forgive me, m'lady. It was the hot pale guy. Well, someone's in wet heaven. All right. The anger faded from my sapphire eyes. Whatev, I said sweatily. How do you say something sweatily? Like you're sweating. You're sweating as these words are coming out. I didn't mean to yell and to be ride. R-I-D-E? I don't know. Thou art too beautiful for that, he said. And for once, I didn't feel like cock-dropping the guy for paying me a compliment. Instead, I just smiled. I'm Edward Cullen, he murmured. There's an extra murmur there. Who are thee? I'm Atlantiana Lauren, but you can call me Tiana, or maybe Tia, I said, feeling shy at the way he was looking at me. Yeah, he's looking at you weird because you have a retarded name. I'd seen that look in so many male eyes, but never quite as intense or sexy. His eyes burned like hot gold velvet in the midday sun, like phoenix feathers in rainbows. So gold and magical. Corns and multicolored panda bears. Look, she's painting a Lisa Frank picture here. All right, thou reminds me of bygone times, he said, carefully retching out a shaking hand and brushing my cheek. Thy face is like an old painting. Thou is exceptional. Is that really how Edward spoke in those fucking movies? I've never seen him. You're not so shanky yourself, but I couldn't help noticing you have a frickin' girlfriend, you asshole. She's a classy broad. I saw you with her in the cafeteria. I notched my hand hard with my long black nails. Thee did notice me then, he purred with a sly grin. I was up against the wall with his face right close to me now. He wanted to sex me, I could tell. And suddenly, he was kissing me. I felt like my slim legs would break in half and my heart expanded like a big balloon. Up, up and away! In my beautiful balloon! I felt his hand sliding softly down my neck and underneath my top. He stoked my breasts like you'd stoke a fire. He stoked my breast for a few minutes, and his man carrot, standing in action and hard as a rock against my legs. And then he ripped my top and pulled it off me. Like, you're in the middle of school, right? All right. And then he ripped my top and pulled it off me and doped it on the floor. We made out for 10 minutes. And he tried to take off my bra, but I pushed him away, suddenly thinking, what the fuck, Tia? You're just going to let this total stranger take your clothes off in school where anyone can see you? I never let a guy kiss me before or touch me, and suddenly I was letting this cheating sicko with a freaking girlfriend grope me just because he was uber hot with sexy hair and cold as death, not to mention the hard as rock man carrot? I was acting like a biatch and a slut, and I was suddenly very ashamed of my actions. Bastard! Never touch me again! And I ran away. Now the next chapter. Dave and Marie, who you may remember as being Atlantiana's, or whatever the fuck her name is, Tia's foster parents, they're going away for the weekend, and Uncle Larry is staying to keep Atlantiana company. Watch her, right? Dave's brother Larry will be looking after you while we gone. You'll be okay where you gone, won't you, Tia? I hate to leaving you alone like this. I don't need no freaking babysitter, you know. I was so embarrassed. I could look after myself. Marie smiles and leaves the house. Greetings. I don't even know how to pronounce the name here. It's A semicolon L-A-T-N-A-N-I-A-N-A at Latinania. My name's Uncle Larry, said Uncle Larry. He came in through the door. He was fat and bald with tiny black eyes and a red face. I said, hey, you're the orphan, aren't you? Is it true you killed your mother when she gave birth to you? What? I cried, my eyes filling with tears. You're an evil bitch, aren't you? Go outside and wash my car, he shouts angrily. I stood up and left to wash his car. I got soap in a bucket, afraid of what he would do if I refused. I went outside and started to wash Hush car. It was a red Porsche. I'm sorry, Porsche. He came outside and watched me, and I knew he was watching me. After a minute, he came over and hit me hard across the face. What the fuck? I shouted. He poured the bucket of water all over me and hit me again. I was wet and crying, and he tried to rip my dress and bra off me and rip my clothes off. He touched my naked breast, and I tried to push him off me, and I screamed at him to stop, but he didn't. He bent me over the bonnet of his car and spanked me on the ass for half an hour. Then he pulled my panties down and started to rape me. Stop raping me, I cried, but he didn't stop. The pain was terrible, even though his manhood was small. I cried and cried, but he didn't stop for hours. When he finally stopped, he left me on the floor and spat in my face. I pulled my clothes and cried madly and ran off into the seething darkness of the midnight street. Again, I'm going to fast forward here. Basically, Uncle Larry chains Atlantiana up. And then Edward the vampire, you know, comes, knocks Uncle Larry out and unchains Atlantiana. And I think we're going to finally get to some real sex here. We left the house and went to walk in the woods. We talked about loads of things, and it turned out we had a lot in common. We liked all the same music and movies and books and stuff. It was like magic. You know, maybe Bella is unhappy because you guys aren't in love like you used to be. I guess Bella is dating Edward in this version of the story, and this Atlantiana is trying to get them to break up so she can fuck Edward, all right? Have some vampire sex. You know, maybe Bella's unhappy because you guys are not in love like you used to be and you should break up with her so she can move on and you can both be happy. She always used to say that she'd kill herself if I left her. I couldn't be responsible for her death. I just don't get what has happened to her. She used to be so nice and sweet, and now I'm falling in love with you, and it's all such a darn mess. You're falling in love with me? Oh my god, forget I said that. He looked really embarrassed. She doesn't know how to spell really. Really embarrassed. And it was so cute. He had a big erection too. Super cute. I retched out. I think she meant to say reached. I reached out and grabbed his hard, throbbing male object. We couldn't control ourselves anymore, and we both fell down on the floor and got naked and made love. It was amazing and lasted for hours, and I've never been so happy in my life. But after a while, Edward started to freak out and cry. I've been such a fool! I shouldn't have let that happen! And then she became a vampire, and yada yada yada, they all lived happily ever after. Or in anguish forever, I don't know, whatever you kids are into these days. They all live depressingly ever after. There you go. That is your Sextastic Tuesday for October 11th, 2016, brought to you by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. You know, Adam and Eve has over 20,000 adult products, and not just stuff for women, stuff for guys too, stuff for couples. They've got vibrators, clit stimulators, wands, eggs, milk, butter. I think they're selling produce now. I don't know what the hell's going on over there. No, they've got a lot of adult products for him, for her. They even have like a light bondage gear. They have some sex furniture, costumes, underwear for both women and men. Go to adamandeve.com, pick out something you like from their vast catalog, use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, and when you do, you'll get 50% off that item, plus 3 free adult DVDs, a gift called the Power O Vibrating Ring, and this is neat because it's for guys and girls. It goes around your dick. It's snug fit, apparently boosts his size, or at least it makes your dick look bigger, which is very important to men. And also, it increases your staying power, your stamina, and it, like, vibrates and stimulates the woman's clit. It's very cool, and it's disposable. Great for travel or one-night stands. Finally, you get everything shipped to you free of charge. No shipping charges whatsoever. Again, that's coupon code FREAK at adamandeve.com. Just to recap, you get 50% off just about any item, 3 free adult movies, the Power O Vibrating Ring, and free shipping on your entire order. It's an awesome deal. Go to adamandeve.com right now. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider signing up and supporting this nonsense. Every week I do bonus material just for paying freaks. That includes mini programs, exclusive shows, video casts. As a matter of fact, on Thursday we'll be doing a full-length episode of Distorted View Daily just for paying members. Also, we'll be doing at least one mini-program this week for Sideshow Freaks. Sign up. It's very inexpensive. It's $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. You'll also gain full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this since December 2004, which means well over 2,000 programs in the archive. You can download and listen to them on your podcast app or whatever. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up right now. Become a true and honorable freak. Thank you so much. And finally, while I'm plugging things, let me mention our Patreon account. You know, we're trying to do more video content, promote Distorted View Daily, stuff like that. And all of it takes a little bit of cash. So we've set up a Patreon account at patreon.com/distortedview. If you could pledge $1, $2, $5, $10, whatever you can, I'd really appreciate it. And there are goals that we're working towards, and also some little rewards. I try to do some exclusive stuff for Patreon patrons. Is that what they're called? Patreon patrons. So what I'm planning on doing either this weekend or sometime soon, I'm doing a short series of Ask Me Anything. I've got a bunch of questions over the years that people have sent in via email and stuff asking me about how Distorted View Daily works, how I do the show, what type of equipment I use. So if you have a question for me, I'm going to do a little short Patreon audio program. I think you guys might enjoy that. Also, there are other little perks, like you get access to a special voicemail line, and you get put in the front of the line. So I play your calls as they come in. Patreon.com/distortedview. Okay, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I'm so happy to be reporting on a real and important research breakthrough, thanks to Danish people. According to Danish experts, grunting doesn't help you poop. I'd like to fund a similar study asking the question, why do people always grunt in public restrooms? I have a feeling these people who are very loud when taking shits in the stall next to me are quiet as a church mouse at home. I feel like they're kind of showing off. Yeah, I've got big fat bowel movements that I can't squeeze out of my tiny little sphincter. Got manly turds, and I'm gonna push this motherfucker out. Alright, in an attempt to get to the bottom of one of the most pressing issues of our time, computer newspaper Metro Express conducted a survey, I'm sure it was a real scientific survey, to see how many Danes make grunting noises while taking care of number two on the toilet. Well, it turns out that roughly every third Danish pooper is also a grunter. One in three. But two Danish medical experts told the newspaper that the 28% of respondents who make pressing noises aren't doing themselves any favors. Yeah, you're just going to give yourself hemorrhoids or blow a blood vessel in your eye or, you know, something. You know, when you strain, nothing good could come out of that. All right. Sorry. Jane Fallingborg, a senior consultant at Aarhus University Hospital's Department of Gastroenterology, said grunting doesn't help one defecate. In fact, it might hinder the process. Basically, it's all about pressure. Well, then why do you have, like, when you're giving birth to babies, you know, women make grunting noises, like it helps them when they're pushing. Like, even making that noise right now, I can feel stuff happening in my asshole region. Like, I'm bearing down. So I feel like I'm going to go against Ms. Jan Fallenborg or Mr. John Fallenborg. I don't know if it's a man or a woman. But I feel just by going, you can tell something happens down there. All right, basically, it's all about pressure, and that pressure decreases when we let air and noises out of our mouth. Therefore, the release of forced sounds should have the opposite effect. Bowel expert... How do you get that title? Bowel expert Jurd Johansson, who has 33 years of professional experience with bowels and constipation problems, told the newspaper that pushing sounds have no correlation to helping release. I think it's a psychological thing. If you're having trouble working that turd, yeah, you're going to, you know, get verbal with it. Instead of grunting, try swearing at your turd. You motherfucker, you get out of that asshole! Come on! You don't belong there! No one wants you in there! Be gone! Brown demon! The power of Christ compels you! This ass is clean. By the way, I actually had to look up if it was this house is clean or this house is clear. Thank God, because this ass is clean makes way more sense than clear.
This ass.
Second story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Shout out to Timmy Boo of distortedview.com from Florida, our most fucked up state. Shout out to Timmy Boo, nigga.
Yeah, specifically Fort Walton Beach. A 37-year-old man was arrested after a bizarre encounter, my favorite kind of encounter, between himself and a woman where he claimed to be her grandmother. Not only that, but he could not account for his actions while under the control of his alternate personality, the Joker. Yeah! Yeah! Batman! My laugh is not as good as Mark Hamill's. All right, the incident... First of all, his story's already falling apart. He's like, I'm a woman! I'm an old lady! And then he's like, but I can't be held responsible when my alter ego, the Joker, appears. So now we're dealing with at least three personalities, right? I mean, he's like a middle-aged black man, right? That's his normal persona, as depicted by his mugshot. Then he's got the grandmother character, and finally, the Joker. The incident occurred on October 6th at a... 6th... at a Fort Walton Beach business. According to a Fort Walton Beach Police Department arrest report, the woman was in a bathroom changing her clothes when she heard music from inside the building. She went to investigate and found the man, Otis Wayne Pearson of Fort Walton Beach. All right, we get it. It takes place at Fort Walton Beach. Like, who wrote this story? The tourism board? We really need to get the name out there. Pearson pounced on the woman, the report said, and began hitting her. During their struggle, Pearson allegedly wrapped his arms around her throat and started choking her, you know, like the Joker would do. He then placed his hands around her throat and squeezed. The woman fought back, and eventually he let go. You know, because he's an old, feeble grandmother. At that point, Pearson told the woman he was there to save her, and that he was her grandmother. The woman ran away. Smart move. And Pearson casually walked down the street smoking a cigarette. I'm coming to get you. God is in his holy temple. profile. The woman later told police officers she didn't know the man and had never seen him before. She had injuries to her nose and mouth, a swollen and bruised eye, bruising to her throat, and abrasions to her knees and elbows from the dick sucking earlier in the day. Nothing to do with this attack. Pearson had a single scratch under his left eye. After he was arrested, Pearson told officers his alternate personality, Joker, is a bad man, and he doesn't remember what Joker did. But then he told officers the business was open. What? He told officers the business was open and he knew the woman. Oh, okay. And that they had recently had a sexual encounter. He was charged with felony battery with a prior conviction. His court date is on November 9th. So there you go. And finally, today, freaks, a Texas barbecue joint is blowing up on the internet after they allegedly blared NWA's Fuck the Police. I'm sorry, Fuck the Police, while police officers ate at the restaurant. In a Monday Facebook post that has since been shared thousands of times, Deputy Shane Cates wrote that he and a few other police officers went to Goings Barbecue and Steak Company in Crosby, Texas, which is near Houston. While eating the food, Cates noticed that people were looking at them and heard music coming from behind the counter. Turns out, Cates wrote, the guys in the back were playing a rap song that was saying, "Fuck the police," over and over. According to Cates, when he walked to where the music was coming from, he saw a 17-year-old washing dishes and singing the song. Cates says the dishwasher turned and noticed me standing there and started laughing. Cates asked to speak with the manager, but they weren't there. Cates then reportedly left with the music still playing and customers looking around.
Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Fuck the police, coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown.
You know, if it wasn't so much about black people, I would tell Corey to immediately make a Sovereign Citizen mix to this song. But this is really about the black man's experience with the police. Fuck the police! I'm with you. Fuck the police! They got me rolling, doing 45 in a 20, a school zone, and these motherfuckers pull me over and give me a $100 ticket? I ain't got that kind of cabbage, motherfucker! It's a bunch of bullshit what's happening. The police discriminating against me because of my beautiful ivory skin. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. All right, the next day, Cates went back to the restaurant and told the owner what happened. According to Cates, the owner started laughing, saying, "Well, you can eat today because the boy is off." The boy's off today. Cates asked the owner if he really thought the situation was funny, and the owner looked at me and laughed. Cates concluded his post by saying, "This is just wrong in so many ways." And, quote, "I can't find anything in me that thinks this is okay." Oh, boo-hoo. It's a fucking song. Get over it. Now the cops are sensitive about things, too. I thought the cops were supposed to be manly men, right? Not little pussies getting offended by songs. And the song isn't "kill the police, shoot the police in the motherfucking head." No, it's just "fuck the police." Just fuck them. Everyone is way too sensitive these days. I don't know. I never really listened to the whole song. Maybe at some point they do advocate killing the police. I don't know. All right. The restaurant's co-owner, Rigoberto Ruiz, confirmed that the dishwasher did indeed purposely blast NWA while the manager served the officers their food. The Dallas Morning News reports that the co-workers described the dishwasher as jokeful. The dishwasher has been fired, and the 17-year-old mom said that her son is embarrassed by it and sorry for what happened. He made a mistake and realizes what he did was wrong. He's deeply sorry. Yeah, he's sorry he got caught, and this blew up online. The restaurant offered their most sincere apologies on Facebook and said the incident does not reflect my company's position on law enforcement. They're planning an event offering free meals for the police. I know, I'm saying, for the police, in order to reiterate our support towards the law enforcement community. Feed the police. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Many ways to contact DV. You can always email me, show@distortedview.com. That's a great way to send me links and clips to funny pieces of audio or video, news stories, whatever. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at distortedview and facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Now, let's go through a couple voicemail calls here.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Distorted Bitch. I'm just checking in, and much to Scumhook's probably disappointment, I am not dead in a ditch or being raped in a ditch, nor am I dead. And
what was the name? Scumhook did not care for Distorted Bitch.
Being raped.
Voicemail law.
I'm still here. I just haven't called in. But I had to call in regarding Friday's show. I fucking hate Trump. He's a piece of shit. But I don't like Hillary either. So I think our slogan for this year just needs to be "We're fucked 2016," or "Timmy Boo for president."
People in the past have wrote me in as president of the United States. They gave their vote to me, which is pretty much like throwing it away. But this is the first election where I could actually become president. I'm fully anticipating that to happen because you have to be over 35 to be the president of the United States. It's the first election where I'm 35-ish.
Something, anything over 35. But I'm okay. I guess if people worry, I can call in. I just don't want to, become a LeBaron or a Haley's Comet or, God forbid, Florida Man.
Well, I don't think that will ever happen. I don't understand the hate for you. It's really just one person, right? People are dicks.
Tim. Jerk Seuss here. This right off the bat, I'm going to tell you that this is going to be a fucking rant about Florida Man. Why the fuck do you need and ask me anything, Florida Man? You're not fucking important.
I figured that was going to rub some people the wrong way. Yeah, for those of you that don't know, we've got a subreddit over there at distortedview.reddit.com. It's about 1,100 people strong. And Florida Man posted an Ask Me Anything where you could ask Florida Man whatever you want and he'll answer. Not a lot of people have questions for Florida Man. Most people just want him to shut the fuck up. What he should have set up, and I think would have been way more successful, would be like a Roast Me Reddit page or topic or whatever, where he could post a picture of himself. Or maybe if he doesn't want to post a picture of him, he doesn't have to. But he could just ask the freaks to roast him. They'd be more willing to do that than ask him a dumb question.
Some celebrity of DV. I would rather see an interesting Ask Me Anything, Spiral Handbucker.
Oh,
love the dude.
That would be
a
good one.
A lot of
questions I think would be personal.
But you're just some fucking annoying guy. And nobody likes you.
All right. Some people like Florida Man. I like Florida Man. He's an okay guy. Nothing wrong with him. I don't want him to kill himself or anything. He's an okay guy, though, Florida Man.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's the Decoy Jew. I want to thank J fucking D for having my back. And also, I have another question for you. When you get your peanut butter for, getting dogs to lick your asshole and stuff like that, or for sandwiches, you get the crunchy kind, or do you get that smooth kind of peanut butter that they have for the little children?
Oh, are you slamming creamy butter, peanut butter? How dare you? I actually like both. Peanut butter is like the greatest thing ever. If I had to eat just one thing for the rest of my life, it would probably be peanut butter. I mean, it would be great if I could have it with bread or jelly or something. I lick his ass with jelly and peanut butter. You know what? I've been late. So I grew up on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, grape jelly, Concord jelly, Smuckers, But I'd say for the last, 10 years or so, I have been all about that goddamn strawberry jam. Holy motherfucking shit, is that good, right? Some peanut butter with strawberry jelly or jam? Like Merrill Howard Kalin. Licking good chicken! All right, next up here. Another call. Sorry, I'm going through some of these. Some people call in 8 times in a row before they figure out how to use the voicemail line.
Hey, Tim. I just wanted to call and tell you that you're doing a great job, and I appreciate all your work. I went to a... fuck it.
He did like 3 of these phone calls in a row, and I feel like maybe he's fishing for a train wreck, and I'm not going to give him the satisfaction. Let's try this one.
Hey, Tim. The past Sextastic Tuesday...
Same guy.
I was listening while driving, and on my way to work, props, Team Florida Man, And
hey, see, someone who likes Florida Man.
Anyway, I noticed that
there's... Surprise, surprise, it's an idiot who can't figure out how to use the voicemail line.
Stirring in my pants. And it was quite difficult to drive that way, so I had to, you know, take care of things while I was on the freeway.
Oh, you jerked off while driving.
Man, I tell you what, that was amazing. So, anyway, I'll probably listen to more Sextastic Tuesdays while driving. Apparently, the thrill of almost dying can kind of help you get off.
Yeah, I think I did that once when I was, like, young, like 20-something. I was, like, driving home. Like, I was visiting my parents in Ashtabula, and the thought of that got me rock hard. No, on my way back down to Columbus, I think I was just like, I gotta take care of fucking business. I went nearly 2 days without jerking off, and I could not wait to get home. And I'm not a very coordinated person, so I nearly killed myself as well. Gotta be careful out there, freaks. All right, a couple more calls here. Yes, caller?
Hello, Tim. So, Tim... I didn't know you were related to Anderson Cooper. I'm sorry. I haven't listened to older shows, and you were talking about your gray hair.
Oh.
Then I watched
it. I wasn't sure where that was coming from. Like, I don't share the last name. Don't look anything like him. But, yeah, okay, the gray hair thing.
So. Then I watched a debate last night.
All right.
I'm an asshole.
Great. A lot of great voicemail calls coming in. One more here. How about that? Larry's calling in. Lenny.
Tim. Hello, it's Lenny. I'm calling up because I want to promote Reverend Virgin Sex Pet. He's doing a Let's Play at the moment on Silent Hill.
What the hell is he saying? Is this English?
It's a very distorted view in nature. He does a lot of his own sound effects. Sounds a bit cringy, but he's, you know, he's pretty funny. I want everyone to go and watch it so that he has enough incentive to complete it and do the second one.
What?
Keep it up, mate. Thanks for the laughs.
Okay. Can someone decipher that one, please? Or, Lenny, can you email me and let me know what the fuck you were talking... I think you want me to check someone or something out, but the rest of it was lost on me. It has something, maybe something to do with Veterans Day? I'm looking at the transcription from the voicemail service here, and I'm just lost. It's Debbie... It's Debbie, the souls of you and nature. I'll do the same on keeping romaine lettuce, I'm guessing. Thanks. I don't know. Lenny, please, type in. Don't call in anymore. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in Oregon. Now, Pastor Manning would make a good joker. All right, spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Jam that baby maker deep inside my man cunt.